everybody. This is episode 8, Two Beans in a Pod. This episode is long overdue. But we have time now, thankfully. So wanted to take the time to talk about everything kind of that's going on in the world and what that kind of means to be in this line of work with everything that's going on, like what it means to be an artist in an epidemic or in a crisis and how to deal with it, how to go about your day with it. And I mean, for us and for a lot of people that we know, we've been affected by it, you know, and not just people in like the music industry or the art realm, but just everybody in general. It's kind of gotten out of hand, and it's been a little weird knowing how to deal with everything and how to kind of handle it and just, I guess, kind of understand everything that's going on and process it. You know, it's been really, really weird. Like, a lot of things still feel very surreal to me. Like one of the weirdest things to me is like, LA is so quiet. It's really, really quiet, and it doesn't feel right. You know, it feels very weird. Like, we've been going on runs in the morning just to kind of clear our heads and stuff, and it's quiet, you know, like it's, the streets like are never like that. So it's a really strange feeling to kind of have to see that, you know? And then like everything is like, driving wise, we haven't driven at all, but like everything's like 30 minutes, you know, even like the farthest distance that we've usually done, where it takes us like an hour and 15 minutes, like nobody's on the streets, which is kind of a good thing that people are even taking it a little more seriously, in the sense that, like, seriously in the sense to, like, not spread anything, but, like, also people are kind of getting a little out of hand with all the hoarding in the markets and stuff. Like, that's a little ridiculous, but just my opinion. What do you want to add on that? But just kind of like a little starter.
Well, I think there's actually a lot of pros and cons to this thing.
Oh, definitely.
And I do agree that overall in the consensus, people are overreacting, and I think it's not unreasonable to overreact.
Yeah.
Because people, you know, it's not just us, it's like so many people losing jobs left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Like not everyone can work from home, and then we were also talking about this earlier, like even those people that are working from home, or like they're getting paid to not go to work, how long is that gonna upkeep, you know, before these companies go bankrupt and they can't afford to pay you anymore?
Yeah.
So it's like there's a lot of very uncertainty. Even those people who have quote unquote stable jobs, some of them lost it.
Nothing is ever stable. Nothing is ever stable.
One thing can change.
Yeah.
And I was having, like, I'll be honest with myself, like, I just, like, I lost over $3,000 of work, you know?
Yeah.
Just literally
from one day to the next.
From one day to the next. For nothing out of my control, nothing.
Yeah.
I did nothing to, you know, to bring this upon us. And, you know, one day to the next, it was just, like, everything was all, you know, looking really good. And then the next day, it was just, like, oh, well, that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that it means a lot more than people think to be an artist in a time like this. And I see, like, a lot of my artist friends, because we're losing work left and right, I see some people reacting in different ways. Some people are like, oh, like, this is so bad. Like, they're kind of getting unmotivated to keep going because, you know, without this happening, there's already a lot of obstacles as it is. And this already puts a really big dent into a lot of our projects, and a lot of our advancement is put into a halt because, you know, we can't, we're stuck inside. And it makes me feel weird when I see people like like my artist friends, like they like I feel like they want to stop doing this because now we're losing money, and it's just like, in a way, this is part of it. This
yeah,
is part
it's
of
part of the game.
It's part of the game.
Part of the game.
You I could have honestly, I could have easily lost the $30,000 worth of work, but without this thing,
yeah,
you know, I could have very easily lost that. It's, you know, it. So I feel like it's not an this is not an excuse to give up. This, don't look at this as an excuse to stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because now you have a lot of time to do it. Even though you're not getting paid for it, you
yeah.
have a lot of time to put out content, to
yeah.
start thinking about brainstorming when this is all over. And I think when this is all over, people will be hungry for live entertainment, for
oh,
distractions,
yeah.
and for you know, for things like that. So it's only temporary, and honestly, it's you just have to know how to survive. You need to have
yeah.
survival skills, like getting to just know how to make things work
yeah.
as they are. Like it doesn't serve any of us for you to panic and go hoard toilet paper.
Yeah.
And like, or, you know,
there's two very different things between, there's a big distinction between taking precaution and overreacting.
Mm-hmm.
Overreacting will never be a solution. Like, people are really over freaking out. Like, I understand why to freak out for sure, but it's not going to help anything. Like, literally, yeah,
is not a precaution. It's not.
Yeah,
it's,
no.
If anything,
it just makes things worse.
The opposite. It's
like,
a hazard zone.
Take precaution. Like, one, like, why I think this whole situation kind of just got out of hand was because, like, oh, now people are going to start washing their hands. Oh, now people are going to start exercising. Oh, now people are going to start, like, doing all these things. And, you know, it's like, you guys should have been doing this, like, way before,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, why does it have to take a worldwide epidemic for people to wake up and realize, like, oh, shit, like, maybe I should be doing these things? It's like, no, dude, like, it should be a thing, like, constantly.
Even
like, drinking water. Like, you should be drinking water every day.
Regardless.
Like yeah. man, it's just... Sorry, it just, like, riles me up a little bit because it's, like... Like, it's just, like, common sense things, you know? Like, why does it have to take, like, literally a worldwide epidemic where people are, like, literally dying... For you to, like, decide to drink water. Like, that just makes mm-hmm. no sense. It's just, like...
Yeah. And I also think that this is a reset button for a lot of
yeah.
artists and art entertainment, you know? To
yeah.
to really hone in at what we've been doing and what we've been doing that's working and what we've been doing that's not working. Because now we all have a lot of time to think.
Yeah.
To think about the industry,
yeah.
to think about the business, to think about the gigs and the shows and the recordings. Because sometimes, you know, we get so busy that it's almost hard to think about what's going on. We
yeah.
kind of just accept it as it is, and then we move on, and then we don't change it.
Yeah.
So I think that now is a really good time to reset. When people come back to this and they really want live entertainment, I saw this post, I was telling you about it, that my friend was, this guy was like, you know, like, I don't want to see people, like, booking low-paying gigs
yeah.
and, like, this and that. Yeah, like, reset yourself and assert your value as an artist. Don't be taking work anymore that's not worth your time, because,
yeah.
like, literally, like we saw, everything can change. And another thing that, this is why I think that you should be out there bargaining with these producers, promoters, whatever, who wants to, anybody who wants your music, you should be promoting them to pay you better all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The more you move up, the more followers you have, the more streams you have, be promoting them to
yeah.
to be negotiating with them to pay you better. Why? Because
you're already that's you giving your price tag.
Yeah.
So if you give a price, like, you're lowballing yourself.
And not only are you lowballing yourself, you're lowballing the rest of us.
Yeah.
Because now they think it's okay to come up to me and ask me to do an arrangement for a set amount of dollars,
yeah.
which is not enough. It's not enough. And, like, I always see this post and I always remember, and I truly agree with it, and I think that everyone should take this time to think about this. If I do a job in 30 minutes, you're not paying me for the 30 minutes. You're paying me for the years that I've learned.
Yeah.
That I've spent honing my craft,
yeah.
learning how to do that in 30 minutes. It's like, yeah, I can make you an arrangement in 30 minutes. I don't know if it's going to be the best one, but let's say you needed it to whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I could do it, and I'm going to charge you because I've been studying and like every day practice enough so I can do something like that, you know, so I can pull something like that off. So, I mean, I think it's really a time for us to think about that and stop taking low paying gigs, stop taking advantage of each other as artists, you know,
man,
like trying to look at your band members or people around you as dollar signs, see how much money you can make off of them and like stomp them down so you can go up. Like, I think it's a really good time of reflection. And if you are working for someone like that, that is just like doesn't let you progress, wants to keep you in a box, like it's a time for yourself to reflect yourself as an artist and say, you know what, I'm sorry, but fuck that. Like, the world almost ended and I don't want to spend the rest of my life like in a box, you know?
Exactly.
And sometimes we do it and we end up, everyone's guilty of working for someone like that at some point in your career. And you do it because sometimes it's easier to just take the work.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to look for it outside. You know, they kind of have work, they kind of don't sometimes. But
it's just easier to work for someone else because it's less work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But that doesn't, like, you just have more, you literally have more control when you do things on your own, you know?
And the other bright side of staying in and doing, having a lot of time to be productive is that if you are honing your craft to the next level while this is happening, you can start charging more money when this is all over.
Oh, yeah.
You can learn so much things. You don't have to be glued to the news and seeing, oh, well, today the coronavirus is today. Like, that doesn't help either because, listen, everyone on social media has a voice.
Yeah.
Anyone, any person can say whatever the fuck they feel like it on there. And
without it having to be factual.
Yeah, without, there's no precaution about it, like,
yeah,
of how factual it is. So if you're reading something about the virus or you're reading something about this political stuff, like, it's hard to trust it, you know? Because people are putting their own opinions on it, their own two cents, they're biased about certain situations, and they're writing it and they're trying to make you believe it's a fact. For example, I feel like we always get one thing straight, that all of this is our personal experience and opinion.
Yeah.
We're not trying to make you believe that this is a fact.
This is what
you have to do. Even me saying that I feel like you should hone and look at the prices and stuff. You know what? If you feel like you're going to still take those $100 gigs or whatever for 3 hours of music, then there's nothing I can do to stop you because, you know,
maybe you really needed those $100.
Yeah, maybe you needed those $100, or maybe
whatever it may be.
You literally feel like it's worth to you, you know. But I'm just saying, take into consideration the fact that it does ruin it for the rest of us because, you know, now when someone hits us up and we have to bargain a little bit more, it makes things harder. Like, you know, and I think that now is the best time to create.
Yeah.
Music,
seriously,
because you have the time to do it. A lot of you I don't have time to write my music.
Aquí está, cabrones.
I don't have time
Aquí está,
to
cabrones.
Practice my instruments. I don't have time to learn that music theory stuff. I don't have time. I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that. Well, be careful what you wish for, I guess, right? Because you fucking got it.
Yeah.
Now you have no excuse to.
Which, in defense, you didn't have any excuse before.
Yes.
But now you really don't have no excuse.
So take this time to learn that stuff. If you feel like a certain part of your playing or your singing or whatever is weak, you have.
Work on it.
You know, work on it, record, create content. And this is what I also think is important to keep going for artists. Like, honestly, like, I lost the work and, you know, like, I lost one of my best friends to, you know, mental illness and stuff. But I feel like this isn't going to stop me because it can't. It literally can't, you know?
Life goes on, man.
It literally, like, this is just a passing time and we're going to remember it at one point or another as history, you know?
Yeah.
As just history. It's just going to become a book. We're going to be in a book someday.
Yeah.
Like, look at all these people. Like this happened.
Yeah, because this is crazy. Like, it's... None of us have... I mean, I shouldn't say none of us, but, like, the majority of people within our circle or the people that we know have never lived through something like this. Like, it's insane. Like, and that's... I feel like that's where a lot of the kind of, like, freaking out is coming from because nobody knows how to process it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's not... I mean... if you're an artist, you have to keep going. You have to keep working. You have to. You cannot stop now. Why? Because also because remember, people need distractions. We need to give people distractions from all this fucking crazy negative shit. So, you know, you can write a song, you can cover a song, whatever that gives people peace. And also, if I feel like for me, what kind of sucks the most out of this is that I don't, of course, if you call me to do a gig, I'm going to give you a price. I'm going to give you a price and I'm probably not going to go if you don't accept that price, right? Same thing goes for an arrangement or a recording. I'm going to tell you this is what I charge. And if you don't pay that up front, you know, there's nothing I can do for you. I'm not going to do it. But, however, right now that we're not necessarily getting to do that, doesn't mean that we have to stop creating that for people, right? But I also feel like I do music not just because I get to charge money for it and because it gives me an apartment and it gives me clothes and a car, whatever. I also do it because I really, really love it. And, you know, and I really do. It's part of my livelihood. I can't believe that this is the first weekend I may not be performing.
Yeah.
And then since I can't remember how long, since I can't remember, you know, like I'm always performing, recording, writing, doing stuff. Like, this is the first weekend that I'm not out there in the public, like, you know, making music with my friends and with my colleagues, you know, that I'm going to miss during this time because, you know, like it was all a support system of each other, like going out and playing music here, getting out playing music there, meeting people here, meeting people there, you know. And it sucks because there was all these projects I was moving forward with, and I'm being honest, so you guys can see, you know, what it is that was affected by it. I'm not like trying to be like, oh, because I've seen some people like, oh yeah, well, I'm not affected by this. It's just like, if you're not, that's great. But there's a lot of people who are, and you don't have to like throw it in people's face that you're not. And like I was gonna go on my first tour playing lead guitar with some band, canceled. Universal Studios doubled my work, canceled. Thankfully, they still have honored, you know, some of my pay and decided to go forward with that because they know, because they value my work, you know. Yeah. But and. So that's what's sad about for me is that I don't get to do what I love the most, which is go out and perform live. But at the end of the day, I can do so many other things here at home. I can, you know, there are so many things that I want to personally practice and I want to get to another level.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now I have the time to do that because before it's hard to find the time because I'm always working and stuff. But to me, music is more than just a dollar sign.
Yeah.
So that's why, and I know for a lot of you, it's the same way. So that's why I'm saying, like, don't stop. Don't let this discourage you because people need it. You don't understand how much, you know, a certain song or you doing a certain cover or a certain original can really brighten up, you know, someone's day. Like we were saying, like, we posted that cover of What's Going On, you know, for all, like, with the world stuff, and then for my friend, you know, who passed on. And, you know, his mom loved it. His mom was like, this is beautiful. Thank you so much. And, like, that literally, you know, helps her make peace with things that are going on and stuff. So, yeah, basically, don't quit now. You know, use this as a time, record, learn. Yeah. And I mean, myself, I hardly teach. But I think that I was thinking of putting a post like,
you should, man.
Look, $20 will get you 40 minutes of FaceTime with me and we can do, you know, theory, like work theory and, you know, something that you feel lacks in your
musicianship or whatever.
Musicianship. I think theory is what the best thing to work
over
on.
Skype,
Over Skype, FaceTime. Or FaceTime, because other stuff is harder when you gotta play and sing and stuff like that. But yeah, like, literally, I cannot stress enough for people to not stop and to use this as a time to really get creative. Really, all it is another opportunity to get creative.
Yeah.
And I do think, actually, it's important for most of us to try and maybe stay indoors because we don't... The thing with social media and stuff, what kind of does scare me is that I don't know anything.
Yeah.
We don't... I don't know...
None of us do.
What the fuck is real... What if it's an exaggeration, You know, somebody says this, someone says that, another person says that. So I don't know. So that's why for me, I think it is a little better for all of us to stay in because we don't know. Yeah. Because we don't know. And even if you think you do, a lot of you think you're now fucking reporters or fucking statistic people. You're not. I hate to break it to you, but don't be like putting fear into people, like, because you don't know either. The only people who truly know are the experts, the people who are dealing with this at hand, like this by hand. You know, they have people there, they're treating them. And so those are the people that know the severity of it. So if you're not that person, don't be putting around like stuff that you're not sure about. Because it's really dangerous. Not everyone is going to have the mental strength to deal with you fear-mongering them. Yeah. Not everyone is. And you, by you posting something that's stupid or fucking coronavirus is, that you can really damage someone's mental health. Like, you need to think about that, you know? Like, we are all in this together. And that's why most of the time, I do read up on it and I do try and stay informed. But I try not to make posts about it again because I don't know. I'm not a fucking specialist, so I'm not going to sit here and tell you what to do and do this, do that. You know, it's like, all I can say is, you know, yes, support local businesses. You know, as far as supporting artists like us, you can stream our music on Apple Music, Spotify. You know, we do
whatever platform you use.
Like, we do get some income from that, so it does help. Yeah. You know, every stream counts.
Yeah.
You know, there's a thing too that says that if you support your artist friend, you can put their music on Spotify while he go to sleep and put the song on repeat.
Seriously.
Put the song on repeat for 8 hours, you know, and that gives us, you know, a couple streams. You know, and I don't care, you know, if you do that with my music, that's great, you know.
Yeah.
That helps. And if you don't want to do that, this is something you don't feel like you want to do, that's completely okay too.
Yeah.
I'll still be putting out content, you know.
Yeah, and I think that streaming thing is, I think that's probably like one of the better ways to support artists. I see some people that they're like, no, it's better to download than stream. Like, honestly, I don't care. Like, I'd rather you stream because you can stream more than one time, you know. And every stream gives us money, but whatever works, you know, download, stream, whatever. But the reason I think that's like the best way to support an artist right now and a musician is because a lot of people don't know what's going on with their incomes, and Spotify, YouTube, and all these things, they're things that you use on a daily basis, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's already within your payment plan or whatever that you do, even if you use Spotify for free or YouTube for free or you don't pay. Like, those are just things that you constantly use on a daily basis that you don't actively have to, like...
You don't have to give us money.
And there's someone else in charge of that. So, like...
Yeah.
And not just for us, but like anybody in general, anybody that you listen to, like, just, you know, like, share their stuff, like, listen to it. It doesn't take much, you know, like, and that's literally the best thing to do.
Putting it on playlists too helped a lot.
Oh yeah, playlists really, really
help. If you like our music, you know, please put it on a playlist. That helps a lot too with the traction. I think right now is a really important time to continue being an artist.
Yeah, please.
It's really
like, honestly,
because people need that. You know,
I wanted to touch back. You said something earlier. You were talking about like how certain people like work within a box of like people taking control of their ideas and stuff. And like, it really sucks again that it had to take a worldwide epidemic for people to like start realizing that, or that they're going to have to start realizing it, or for us to tell you like, look, like, do what you want to do, because like, you, tomorrow's not promised, you know, like. That's literally why I moved to fucking LA and did music. Because I don't know, like, you know, like, I didn't want to live my rest of the life in a cubicle, in a box, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, like, hopefully it sucks that it had to get to this point for people to, like, start to realize, like, what life is about. But I hope that a lot of people, like, for lack of better terms, que les caiga el 20, you know, to, like, wake up and be like, oh, shit, you know, I should be doing things that I like to do. You know, I should be, like, pursuing, like, what actually, like, makes me feel complete on a day-to-day basis, you know? Not necessarily, like, passion or whatever, but, like, do something that actually gives you fulfillment in your life, you know? That when you're done doing, creating, or doing whatever you want, it's like, oh, shit, like, that was fucking amazing, you know? Like, I'm alive, you know? And, like, again, it sucks that I had to get to this point, but, like, it's a lesson, you know?
Yeah,
and honestly, like, right now, I saw a post earlier that someone was asking, like, what do you think is the cure for coronavirus or the cure for all this? Obviously, there's no fucking cure, no vaccine, but honestly, the thing that's gonna help us get throughout all of this is mindset. Like, you need to have your mindset. Like,
You can't be mean
you
about
can't be afraid. You can't be like, again, fear and overreacting is completely different from taking precaution. Take precautions. Keep like being sanitary and exercising and all this, drinking water. But you gotta have your mindset intact. Like, you gotta make sure that, like, you know that this is only temporary. Like, it's gonna pass. It's gonna pass. It's happened before in history. It's just gonna pass. Like, you just gotta have the mindset to know, like, no matter what happens, I know I will get through this. Like, literally look back into your own personal history, how many times you've been through something that's like, fuck, like, this is really rough. This is like, I'm like close to rock bottom, or this is really hard, and you've gotten through it. You're still here today. This is just another one of those things, just another obstacle. And honestly, like, as an artist, these are the things that, like, that make us grow, you know? These are the things that actually, like, push you, like, elevate you know?
And just as a person in general, these kinds of things, you have to look at them with the bright side. This can really, a lot of you don't know how to be alone with your thoughts. Now you're gonna have to learn. For some people can't do it.
Meditation, man.
Meditate because they're like, get too into their head and they start thinking about the insecurities and stuff like that. And like you said, I fully agree. Like, now is the time. Like, if you're at home and you're doing something that you love, like painting or whatever it is, and you're like, damn, I really enjoy this a lot more than going to work. Then, maybe time for a change after all this is done. Make sure you use this time to reflect on life as and what you're doing and where you're going and why you have made the decisions that.
Just like a little example, like today, like I wrote that song like earlier, and I just came to a realization, like, I really haven't had that much time to like write lyrics or like write original stuff, just because, like, obviously, like, I need to pay bills and like I need to work, and that, that takes away from it. But like, the simplest things like can give you fulfillment. Like, I love writing on a blank piece of paper. Like, even if it's not like actually writing a song, but just like, I love the feeling of a pen to paper. And like, it's little things like that that, like, that give you fulfillment in life. And like, you need to find what that is, because again, life is short, man. Like,
And exactly because it's the little things right now, sometimes people don't appreciate the live music or something like that because it's a little thing. It's a little thing we've gotten used to. Okay, I'm at some bar and some guy's singing, or I'm at this restaurant and this guy's singing. Like, now, I feel like when we're out now, next, after this, like, people are gonna be like, damn, I really miss that.
I
Like,
miss
just
going out and listening to some
sit,
music.
having a drink or having a meal and listening to a person, do what they do. I really miss that. And it's. There's so much to be put into perspective right now. And I also think that something I did want to touch on is a lot is, your mental health. Like Chris said, it's important. So I don't think it's good to be like panicking and thinking that, oh, the news said this, oh, this is what CNN said, oh, I can't do
Just a
it.
challenge for
Oh.
you guys, instead of watching the news, read.
Yeah.
Don't read articles about what's going on. Read books. Like,
Stay informed, yes, take precautions, but
but
don't be like,
get some books
oh
to
my
read.
God,
Like, get
like
some
this is
books to
the
read.
end of it. And like, and also, I think this is a good time for people to realize what their own mental health is capable of and what it's not. And it's okay to be at whatever thing. Like, literally, like, for example, a lot of people maybe wouldn't be able to handle the fact that they lost those thousands of
Yeah,
dollars,
and that's okay.
And that's okay. If you look at that, if you hear me say that and you're like, damn, I don't want to be that, then don't do it, because you're gonna fucking have a hard time wrapping your head around it. Because if I have a hard time and I'm calm, I can't imagine someone who can't, who has anxiety, who has really bad panic attacks doing this. This is hard.
It
The
is.
music industry is hard. It's unforgiving. And at a time like this, sometimes it's hard to keep going because some people don't.
It's brutal.
Yeah, it's brutal. Like, some people don't give a fuck. They're not booking us. They're not wondering how we're going to pay the rent, how we're going to pay the bills. Like, very few people are wondering that for us.
Yeah.
But I think that just makes it, for me, it just makes it more challenging. I love it that I can keep going.
Yeah.
But I do stress for people that if you think, like, you know what? If that happened to me, I would literally, you know, think I would literally quit or have a hard time dealing with it. Like, just don't delve into this, because the last thing I would want is someone not seeing the realities of what I do and going in blindly into it. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, you know, oh, this person's got really bad health issues, mental health. Mm-hmm. And they're going crazy because of this and that. You know, sometimes it is better to leave things as they are. And I'm not trying to discourage anyone from being a musician. I think that if that's what you want to be,
you should definitely
go do it. But I'm also trying to tell you that there is stress. There is, you know, times of worry and times of uncertainty.
And like that's kind of the hard issue with like social media and everything, because like even us, like we post like the end product a lot of the times, you know. We really don't post like the day-to-day things that we go through, and the reason we don't post that is just because we don't think about like, oh, maybe, you know, like it's just things that we do on the daily that just happen. And I guess like the podcast is actually a great way for us to like kind of touch on those things, hopefully, for the people that listen. You know, it's like it's a lot of hard work, and like we face a lot of rejection and a lot of obstacles, and this is by far one of the hardest ones. Like,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
But I mean, that doesn't mean that we're gonna quit, you know. Like me and you were talking the other day, you know, it's like if we were literally like, if whatever happened, if we were literally to be in like zeros for whatever reason, and like we still needed to pay rent and pay bills, like, and we only had like 30 days to do it, some way we would find out how, you know, we would figure it out. Because at the end of the day, that's all you can do. You just have to figure it out. Like, what are you going to do? Like, complaining, overreacting, freaking out, living in fear, that's not going to help you figure it out. You have to take action and do something about it. Figure out how you're going to get out of this. Like, that's literally what you have to do. And that's what everybody has to do, not just musicians. You know, whatever it is that you do, you got to figure it out. That's why I said mindset. Like, and like you said, mental health is, it's a serious issue, man. Like, you, like meditation and all this stuff and like bringing up your mindset, it's not just something that you just like, boom, I'm done, I got it. It's a practice. You got to do it every day. You got to, like, that's why we say, like, read, you know, like. And we're getting a little riled up, honestly, because it's just like,
well, because we're also emotionally
struck
by this.
Yeah, and it's just like, we wanna get across to you guys, like these things are important, you know.
And right now, a lot of people are going through a lot, you know, with losing their jobs, losing, you know, projects, losing this, losing that, and that affects people's mental health, you know. And like, we don't think about that stuff on a daily basis because we take everything for granted. And I think that right now is a really important time to zone in on people's mental health. Like I said, provide the distractions. Why?
Yeah.
Because not everyone is taking this with a grain of salt like we are. You know, not that we're not taking precautions or anything, but we're also not freaking out. We're not hoarding anything.
Yeah.
You know, we're just...
We literally bought fucking tortillas, cheese, and fucking cereal.
Yeah, like, we're chill,
it's like,
you know?
The basics, you know?
Even
but,
with those losses, I'm still...
Yeah.
Still okay, you know, I'll still be fine.
Yeah,
you know? But
yeah.
Not, I understand that everyone is reacting to it this way. Some people really are taking it to heart. Some people are, you know, really affected by this, staying home and stuff. So really take care of that part of yourself. And and I hope that after this is over, you continue to take care of that part of yourself.
Yeah, don't just
go don't
back
just
to
do
your
it
ideas.
Now and then after this is over, just whatever. And I think this is also a really important time to realize this, that the obstacle is the way.
Yep.
The obstacle is what makes things better.
I don't know if you guys saw my recent post, but I said pressure breeds innovation. And I've said it before in another podcast, it's like, If you literally like, if you literally force yourself to live off of your creativity, like incredible things will happen. Like, yeah, like just, you just gotta go at it, you know? Like,
Yeah.
face the obstacles head on and figure it out, you know?
Yeah, I think this is an important time for people to understand that and to really sink let that sink in. Because I feel like on a regular basis, a lot of people don't think about that. They look at obstacles and they that's what people honestly, as a lot of people are freaking out because they haven't had so many obstacles, you know? Especially here in a country like this where we have a lot of opportunity and we have a lot of things that
A lot of things are handed to us.
Yeah, a lot of things really are handed to us compared to other places, you know? Like,
Like we can order something on the internet and have it done ready for us like Sunday night, you know. We can order it Sunday morning and have it at our doorstep at Sunday night.
yeah, we literally
Like that's,
don't have
you
a
know.
necessity to even go outside our house.
Yeah.
People can work from home now more than ever.
Yeah.
Postmates, Grubhub, people can deliver your groceries, people can, you know, Uber Eats. You don't even have to drive anywhere, you know? All this is, we live in a very advanced society right now, and that's why this is hitting us hard because we are so used to having all these luxuries all the time of Uber Eats me this, Uber Eats me that, you know, Grubhub, Postmates, and Uber me here, Uber me there, and
Amazon.
now all of this is kind of coming to a halt, and we're like, that's the only thing we have now is like, fuck, Uber Eats me a fucking slice of pizza because I can't go to the grocery store, you know? So now.
Yeah, but again, face the obstacles head on. And honestly, like when you think about that, when you think about that and you break it down and you look at life as a whole, like life is not all that complicated. Everything is connected. Like it's gonna sound very like philosophical and like cliche, but like literally look at life like a fucking baby chick has to crack through the fucking egg in order to be born, right? A fucking flower has to like push through the ground to come out. Like a diamond has to like go through tons of pressure and fire to like come out. Like we're no different, you know? We're no different. It's just the reason we feel different is because we actually have emotions and we process things very deeply and like, but it's no different. Like even like animals, you know, they have to hunt for their things. They have to face obstacles. Like they tried, like a cheetah probably tried to kill a deer and it escaped. Now they have to go and do another one. We're the same thing. Here's like, we face an obstacle, don't know what to do, gotta find a way through it, you know? Like, again, just figure it out. We have
Yeah,
to figure it out.
figure it out day by day, and the obstacle doesn't mean that it's over. You know, and a lot of people do see it that way before, and I hope this changes like people's perspective of knowing like the more obstacles you have, the more you can appreciate things. You can appreciate things for what they are, and I think it's also really important to respect other people's opinions right now because a lot of people. They like get riled up about another person's opinion and like their political stance or whatever. They're like, oh, that person's a piece of shit because he's a Trump supporter, or oh, that person's a piece of shit because he's this supporter, or whatever. And honestly, I wish that you guys throw all that shit out the bag right now. Like, this is not a time
To be doing
for
this shit.
political debates and for who should get taxed more and who shouldn't get taxed more and who should did this and that. Like, no, like right now. The best thing to do is literally stay calm and respect others' opinions and the way they're handling this because you don't know what they're going through. You don't know if they got a grandma at home who's worried as fuck that they're gonna get coronavirus because they have all these already
Conditions.
whatever you say, pre-existing medical conditions, you know? And like you don't know that, so
Like
like
so many more people could be are just way more vulnerable than we are, you know?
yeah, and it's funny for it to come from me because you know we're always joking around about dark shit, but yeah, I think it's important to respect other people's opinions and you know, like if someone wants to stay home and doesn't want to come over or doesn't want to do this or that, it's cool, you know, like just respect it. Don't be like, oh man, you're such a bitch. You're just giving into the media panic. Like, no, like just respect everyone right now. And I think this is another important lesson we can learn. That we don't always learn on the regular is literally just respecting more people's opinions and their way of doing things because, you know, for the most part, we're always like criticizing this, criticizing that. And like right now is a time where we really can't do that, you know? You can't, like one of the bass player that we play with, Jeronimo, you know, he's an older gentleman. He's like, oh, I don't want to play anymore because of this shit. He's like, I don't want to be good doing gigs because I don't want to expose myself, you know, and like, it's not even something that I would do personally, but I respect it, you know?
Yeah. For like us, we're like, we still want to work, you know, like we still want to be out there and then getting hours and stuff playing at restaurants, but like, we totally understand. And like, we, like for him, for example, is like he has a family whom I don't know if he has like grandkids and stuff. And like, I mean,
and he's a lot older too.
Yeah, he's a lot older. He's also a teacher, so he's around kids. It's like, you don't know what the lives of other people are.
Yeah, and, so, and you don't know that on a regular basis either.
Yeah. You can't be selfish and assume that everybody lives life the way you do.
Mm-hmm.
Or that everybody has the same circumstances as you do.
Or that everybody wants to live life the way
exactly.
you do. Exactly. Most importantly, because that's what I feel like a lot of this, you know, political debateness becomes. It's like, well, you don't want to live life the way I do, so fuck you. And you think that I should live that way, so fuck you. And it's just like, it becomes a whole very tense thing, you know? Right now, it's just like, it's not even about that. That's just about, you know, respecting the way because that helps people's mental health too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if someone's telling you, hey, you know, I don't want to go out, you're like, ah, oh, man, you're just buying into the panic, like stop being a bitch, and you know, now you're peer pressuring them into doing something that they don't want to do.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll do it, maybe they won't, but still, it's much better, you know, to just respect it, and it helps people's mental health when you respect an opinion, no matter what.
Yeah.
When like. That's why, for the most part, like, even when people say shit or whatever, like, I always tell you, like, you know, cool, man, I respect it, whatever. Because I don't know what that person's going through and whatever, so it's just something where you distance yourself and you just let it, you know? There's no need for me to be like, oh, well, you this and you that, you this, okay? That's what you think, that's what you think. For the most part, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Unless someone gets, you know, really, really intense with me and they want to, you know, hurt me or something. But that, thankfully, that, you know, as of now, that hasn't
never
been the case, you know. But, yeah, like, it's just really important to respect each other right now. Because we don't need more negativity in the world than there already is right now. So, just remember that by you disrespecting someone's opinion or their life, you kind of pour more of that negativity out into the world right now, and it's just like everything's gonna be okay. And yes, we're gonna have some losses and some people won't make it out, and that sucks. It truly sucks. I really wish that wasn't the way it had to go.
Yeah,
but and that's another thing, you know, like always remember, that's not the way it had to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we would take more precautions, like Bill Gates was talking about how we're not prepared for this. You know,
back in 2015.
Back in 2015, 5 years ago. He's like, we've invested in this, but we haven't invested in that.
There was $3 trillion in weapons and stuff, but yet that's not even, like, we haven't even invested a fraction of that into, like, researching for, like, medical purposes, you know? So
it's just like, I hope this teaches people a lesson that it doesn't have to go like this. We don't now have to lose for you to be prepared for something, you know? This was, from what it looks like it was completely inevitable if we would have prepared for it. Yeah. But, you know, now we didn't, and now this is where we're at, you know? And again, I don't know if it was inevitable or not. It's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Don't take my word for it because I'm not an expert, but what I've read, some people have said, you know, yeah, it looks like this could have been avoidable. This was kind of man-made.
Yeah.
So,
it's just a lot of different...
I don't know. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But, you know, the fact is, the truth is none of that matters because we're already here.
Yeah.
So now we have to, face it.
Yeah.
You know, so we're already here. It's already happening. Things are getting out of control. So it doesn't matter who made it, who didn't make it. And it just matters from here now, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And these are all, like, lessons that I think that people should apply in their daily lives too. When something happens, then you're already in it. It doesn't matter who caused it, what, why it happened.
Yeah, no.
All that matters is that now that's what it is, and now you gotta see your way out of it.
Remember that you're always in control.
Yeah, and like I was talking to
like there's a lot of like outside forces that you can't control, But how you react and how you solve certain things, you're totally in control. How you think, how you feel, like you're completely in control of that. And like that really comes, like that's such a powerful tool for you to apply in your everyday life,
Yeah,
regardless of
you're in
what you're
control of
doing.
how you react, and
Yeah.
that's a crazy
Yeah.
thing that a lot of people don't realize that
Yeah.
is in their power, you
Yeah.
know? And like, no, I was talking to my grandparents, and
Yeah.
I feel like, for example, me, like one of, and probably you too, like one of the unfair advantages that I have is that I saw them live, or like a lot of people around me and them live a really hard lifestyle, you know, really struggling money and health and stuff. And you know, seeing all these negative things around, like the drugs, the fucking, you know, the people going to jail and stuff. And I always just remember that they would just fix it. It didn't
Yeah.
matter, like,
Somehow. Yeah.
somehow things would get done before
Yeah.
we knew it, and we were out of that obstacle.
Yeah, man. Like it's, yeah, just think about your parents for a second. Like everything that they did, like for you to raise you, you know, and like it's crazy, you know,
And
like to
it's
give props to my mom, like a single mom, like moving from one country to another, raising me, like figuring out how to get me to college and like high school and stuff, and like even then, like before I would even drive, taking me to like all my extracurricular activities, like while she still worked the 9 to 5. It's like, how the fuck, like, you know, how, you know,
yeah,
and
and it's
you just do it, you just
the
do,
same
you
thing with
know.
this. You just have
yeah
to do it, live it day by day, and this is all, you know,
yeah
over before we know it.
yeah
But I think that's all I have to say.
Yeah, and I guess just to like end on a positive note, because I mean it has been a lot of like
Back and forth.
back and forth, and it's just like a lot of like heavy, like dense stuff. But I think what's been cool to see like on social media a lot is a lot of people are actually being very positive and very, very like taking advantage of the time. Like just today I've seen so many people like post about like them writing music or like doing beats
And then
or
sharing also like their own personal struggles with it. That's cool
yeah.
because not on the daily, it's not cool, quote unquote, to share your
Yeah.
personal struggles. And now
Yeah.
people are saying, you know, this is how I'm taking this, like,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
it's cool to see that, you know. Now I feel like
Yeah.
this is also making us more connected as
Yeah,
people, as
for
human
sure.
beings.
So like I definitely just like challenge you all to keep going on that route, like you know, take advantage of the time and get creative, you know?
Yeah, just
Like
get creative.
innovate, write,
Don't quit if you're an
read.
artist,
Yeah, no,
yeah.
don't quit. Because this is just another obstacle in the way. But take some time and like reflect, you know, like meditate, read, watch some like inspirational videos. Because honestly, that boosts the immune system too, like oddly enough. Like
Yeah, like having a positive
having a
mindset and
mindset, exercise, man. Like go for a run, you know. I don't know, just squats, something. Just
whatever,
whatever it is, jumping
push-ups.
jacks, whatever it is. But just keep yourself active, keep your mind active. And that's why we say also to like read and just like create, because it keeps your mind active, you know? Like the mind is such a powerful thing that humans have that we really don't hone into, and we really actually take for granted. Like I truly believe that, like we take our mind for granted,
Oh
and
yeah.
it's very important to,
100%.
especially right now, just keep it active. Whatever you can do, read, like reading is probably one of the better things that you can do to keep that active. If you're not a reader, audiobooks, or just go on YouTube and I don't know, look at some interviews of like people that you look up to, you know, like one interview I highly recommend is I think it was New York Times with Jay-Z. It's a really good interview. And then like from there, like you'll be able to like see other people and just
Yeah,
go
see
off
their
that.
struggles and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I mean, we've all been through something, and we've all been out of it, you know? We've all been through something and we've all figured it out. This is no different. It's just that on a bigger scale. But honestly, the only way to get out of it is keeping a cool head and doing it together, you know?
Yeah.
Like just showing support with each other, being there for one another and respecting each other through this. So yeah, I don't know if you want to add anything.
I think that's random.
Yeah, guys, till the next one,
Yeah.
and just stay safe, take precautions, and we'll get through this.